True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Later this hour, the Steelers signed a new safety today, who comes with some rave reviews. We will dive into that, hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about him. The Steelers have been linked to wide receivers for two straight years. They've traded for two. Mike Williams caught a touchdown pass, and then that was really it. And DK Metcalf this offseason. So far, so good. I thought he had a pretty dynamic start to his Steelers career. Few big plays, a couple big catch and runs. PFF would give Aaron Rodgers no credit for those plays because DK Metcalf did most of the work. Is that right, Malzi?
Actually, no Rodgers.
I think on those particular situations, I probably would agree with them. He caught a ball at a standstill, juked a guy and ran for 20-plus yards, caught a bubble screen.
I still can't get over the fact that they thought Cam Ward was better than Aaron Rodgers on Sunday.
Yeah, you're struggling with that. I mean, it really like messed with you.
He completed 40% of his passes and got sacked twice on the same drive to cost his team the game.
But our PFF guy did say thanks for having me on in his email to you.
He did, yeah.
Do you think that was like a, I'm trying to do this to be formal and polite, and he actually is very mad that he went on with us?
He didn't just straight up hang up, and that sometimes happens when guests
get Well, that's because I was good copying it. I wanted to keep stringing him along here so he would give you even more.
Mike Florio floats the idea that the Steelers are front and center in the Tyreek Hill sweepstakes. Hill can't wait to get out of Miami. We saw that on full display Sunday in Indy when the Colts blasted the Dolphins 33-8. Our next guest is a Hall of Fame insider from down in Miami. He has voted for Hall of Famers, much like our good pal Ed Bouchette. He's one of the best NFL writers around. Armando Salguero back with us here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Armando, would you say that it's a matter more of when and not if Tyreek Hill is going to get traded?
I would say to you that it's a matter of when and not. By the way, before I get into that,
yes,
thank you for lubing me up appropriately with your introduction. I feel totally buttered up. Anything you need, let me know.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, look, the Dolphins don't want to trade Tyreek Hill. And why is that? Because they want to win.
Well, they have a funny way of showing it with their coach and their effort Sunday in Indy, Armando.
Say, that ship feels like it's leaving port and moving very quickly to the horizon right now.
Well, you know, when the Titanic left Southampton, no one knew what was going on until it got three quarters of the way across the ocean. The Dolphins don't know what's going on yet. And so they internally want this season to be one where they salvage it, even though they look like total, you know, crap on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. But I'll say this to you. It's hard to trade Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because of the money involved.
Okay.
Not for the Dolphins. They would save, you know, like $39 million. But who wants to trade for a guy that, number one, is on the wrong side of 30 now? Number two, would cost his next team $36 million next year alone. That's, you know, you're going to give up, I don't know, draft picks, third, fourth, whatever it is, for a guy that is arguably on the wrong side of his career, arguably is not producing.
Well, how much does he have left, Armando? Like, that begs my next question.
That's a very pessimistic view of Tyreek Hill.
I had
written
down here.
Very depressing picture being painted.
I had written down here, I wanted to ask you, how much do you think he has left? But my God, I feel like you've already started to lean in one direction. So how much does this guy have left as a player?
It depends on where he is, and that's the problem with Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, in my estimation, is a front runner. And we saw that last year in the season finale. The Dolphins went into the final game against the New York Jets needing to win and needing some help so that they could make the playoffs. Well, in the third quarter, it was already clear that they weren't going to get the help and they weren't going to make the playoffs. Did Tyreek Hill play in the fourth quarter? No. He didn't.
He actually asked for a trade as soon as the game ended, if my memory serves right.
He took himself out of the game and afterwards said, I have to do what's best for me, dog. I'm going to go and see what I can see in the offseason. And yes, he apologized for that later. And there was a whole tour of Tyreek is a great leader. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful until Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback of the team, said the first day of training camp, Tyreek has a lot of rehabilitation to do inside that locker room. It's not going quite like everybody thought. And so, again, I ask you the question, do you want that guy on your team?
Well, it just feels to me like Mike Tomlin would think he could work miracles with him. You know, he believes that he can get through to guys, that he can be the ultimate player whisperer. I mean, so far so good with Jalen Ramsey one game in. He makes a huge play at the end of the game. You know his personality a little bit, actually very well, you know his personality, Armando. So we've seen him coach Antonio Brown. We've seen him coach George Pickens. He might think he could get Tyreek Hill righted with Aaron Rodgers' help here with the Steelers.
Yeah, so Mike Tomlin is amazing in doing things with players and getting them to buy in more than just about anybody in the NFL. He is that. And the Antonio Brown years prove that. I wouldn't put Jalen Ramsey in the same conversation with Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Because Jalen Ramsey was a problem for the Dolphins because he wanted more discipline, because he wanted more accountability, not less. And so he lost respect for Mike McDaniel and said he wouldn't play for Mike McDaniel. Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill are two different cats. Tyreek Hill, I haven't mentioned the domestic violence stuff yet, have I?
We did, because the story came out this morning about that.
Yeah. Again, if the idea is we need someone to come in and just be a mercenary for us for, you know, the December, January, I would say, okay, that I get it. Tyreek Hill is going to, at the very least, scare some defenses. But if the idea is bring in a player because you're giving up a solid draft pick, not a first-day pick, probably not a second-day pick, but you're giving up a solid draft pick and you want to keep him around long-term, that ain't it. That's a disaster.
Wow,
Armando,
a disaster.
I think we were trying to look this up It was a stat that might have a nebulous, like, statistical cutoff, like what, how many yards determines whether this is an explosive play or not, but something to the effect that Tyreek Hill hadn't made a big play in the passing game, like a long completion or long reception, since week one of last year, that he's just not been the same Tyreek Hill that people got used to for the better part of the decade. How much of that was him? And how much of that was the situation as far as guys who were, and in this case, were not throwing him the football?
Both. And clearly both. First of all, so last year after he had that run-in with the cop prior to the season opener, right outside the stadium,
yep,
prior to the game, the season opener, he went off in that game. He had a great game. But we learned, like, I would say 3 months later, that he played most of the season with a wrist injury. And that was what he attributed to part of his problem in producing last year. Number two, the Dolphins' offensive line was not good. And you can't throw deep, you know, when your quarterback doesn't have time. And number three, Tua Tagovailoa was hurt a lot, including at the end of the season. And the Dolphins didn't have a good backup plan. As a matter of fact, they were assigning Snoop Huntley off of practice squads, and he became their best quarterback on the roster 4 days after arriving. So it was a bunch of factors and variables that played into Tyreek Hill having, you know, a down year. Understand, he was productive the previous 2 years.
Oh, my God, he was unbelievably productive 2 years ago. Yeah. He was the best receiver in the league.
Yes. And so that's great. Look, I go back to this. Tyreek Hill played for the Kansas City Chiefs. If you were to ask Tyreek Hill, would he want to go back? He'd probably tell you yes, he'd want to go back to the Kansas City Chiefs because he's hinted at it a couple of times.
Well, then that's a perfect way for us to finish this off, Armando. I'm going to ask you to look into your Hall of Fame crystal ball. On Thanksgiving, which roster is Tyreek Hill on? And if he's moved, what do you think he gets moved for?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So if he's moved, he's, you know, a fourth.
Uh-huh.
A late third, a fourth, a fifth, something like that.
Yep.
Understand, last year is the next year. Is the last year of his contract.
Gotcha.
And as far as where he goes?
Where do you think he is on Thanksgiving? Is he still in Miami or is he on somebody else's team?
I have no earthly idea because I know what the Dolphins want to do.
I know what the realities look like they're going to do.
Well, then let's deal in reality then.
Armando, here's a different question. If the Chiefs lose to the Eagles this coming week, very plausible, and look offensively impotent and are 0-2 staring down the barrel of the rest of their season, and they call up Chris Greer and say, Chris, how about a third-round pick for Tyreek Hill?
Oh, man.
What are the Dolphins saying?
The Dolphins are saying, how are you going to fit him under the salary
cap? Yeah, good question.
Because they've only got $2 million of space.
Fair point, Armando. That's why you're a Hall of Famer, because you know facts like that. That's very good. We've got more cap space here than Kansas City, but like you said, I guess Miami's still in the la-la land where they think they can salvage this thing, even though their coach keeps saying they're one day closer to death.
Well, they are. He's accurate in that regard. And he's one day closer to the unemployment line.
There you go.
But there's that.
Armando, you're the man. We'll call you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go. Armando Salguero, good friend of Ed Bouchette's. I could see those two having a few pops together.
Yeah, so could I.
Let me tell you, I love Danny Marino, Armando. Do you?
Armando, let's deal in reality, Ed.
Seriously.
I remember, why did the name Don Strock just come into my head?
I think Bouchette's two favorite quarterbacks of all time are Marino.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember Don Strock filling in for some of those 70s Dolphins teams. Larry Zonka and Jim Kick.
Don't forget about Mercury Morris. He was a Western PA guy.
The pride of Avonworth before it blew up.
Did you know that? Then you went to Avonworth.
I did not.
Oh!
You know where George Bland is from?
Youngwood.
Is he the greatest Westmoreland County athlete of all time?
No, we talked about Malzy had the correct answer.
Who is it?
It's Arnie. But
who's on the Mount Rushmore?
Terrell Pryor's on there. And if you're speaking—
Terrell Pryor.
Pure athleticism.
Arnold Palmer.
Pure athlete Pryor.
Pryor.
Yes. Palmer.
Palmer. Blanda. Who's fourth?
Do you guys know Greg Meisner?
Should
NFL player?
No.
Denora's in Fayette County, right? Or would it's not
yes.
in Westmoreland. It's not like at the southern tip of Westmoreland.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, because I think that's Griffey. Now part of Ringgold. Yeah. Montana obviously
Montana,
was there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Montana other guys.
But they don't count because they're not
no,
in.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of like another Westmoreland.
I
County
say put
person.
Donnie Football as the fourth guy.
Isn't there some wrestler
Palmer?
From Derry
well,
who probably.
Spencer Lee's from Franklin Regional. You count him? I mean, he's a
didn't he throw
wrestler.
A silver medal in the trash or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, and I think his mom like snapped her glasses in half or something. But one of the best wrestlers this country's ever
like,
seen.
Oh, that seems God. Like a little bit of sore loser type behavior. A little bit.
Man.
Threw right. it in the trash.
That's
the last
what I
time
heard.
That happened, it was the WWF women's title, and it was Alundra Blaze
Medusa,
doing that.
Darn
Medusa, that's right.
You know Shaq did that with a gold medal?
Threw it in the trash?
He threw it out his car window.
For what?
He was so mad that he didn't play more on the 96 Dream Team, Dream Team 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
And he lived in Atlanta, and the Olympics were there.
So he just chucked it.
That he was just driving home, and he just threw it out the like interstate
Imagine
window.
Imagine just like before that, though.
Did you
honey,
know
what,
that,
are you, honey what are you up to? Oh, I'm driving over to the Olympics
just freaking
to play.
Tossed it. Threw it right out the window.
We got a Willie Thrower nomination for Westmoreland County.
I don't mind that.
Think maybe he was a Ken High, perhaps?
Yes, Ken High.
Are you guys aware of this other Olympic story? Roy Jones Jr., all-time great boxer, got robbed in like one of the all-time worst judging decisions in 88.
I did know
Speaking
that.
Speaking of
and
boxing.
The dude who got the gold medal, who was South Korean because it was in Seoul, was
Did he
so,
give it to him?
He gave him his gold medal, and even in the moment, it sucked for the guy from South Korea because like everyone knew, including him, that he didn't win the fight.
Yep.
And he was like weirdly a pariah, but I guess he gave Roy Jones symbolically his gold medal and essentially said, you deserve this.
You mentioned boxing. I believe Michael Moore is Manessen.
He is.
Was he a world champion briefly?
He was. And
is
then
it
George
Michael Moore or Moore. Michael Moore?
Moore
yeah, not
with
the,
an R
not
on the
guy
end.
Who did Moore. Those documentaries.
No,
yeah.
not the Fahrenheit 9/11 guy. The guy who unfortunately got knocked out by a very short inside right hand by George Foreman.
A bit of breaking Steelers related news that I won't make you guys wait for. Bill Burr's lookalike has found a new home. Cameron Johnston signing with the Buffalo Bills.
Talking proud.
Per Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. I was waiting for him to latch on and find a home.
Craig Riley loves Bill Burr, by the way. Do you think it's because he looks like him?
Craig Riley also loves what we like to call the HGQ factor.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is a, you know what that is?
Something guy quotient.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard the promos running for that.
In context, you could probably guess without too much difficulty what it is.
And anytime we can appeal to that,
oh, that HGQ factor. Man, we just try to send that HGQ through the roof.
There was an interview done on this station not too long ago by the morning show that Craig was raving about for that reason.
Oh, there was. Yeah, definitely. And it was, whew. I think if he had an actual meter to measure the HGQ, it would have broken. It would have been like the Flacco elite meter in the playoffs in 2012.
Would Callis also be off the charts with that meter or not?
No, it's not the hefty guy quotient.
All right. 50-minute mark on the fan coming up is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. The fan weather report is brought to you by Myers Law Group. High of 77, good old Broderick Jones. Brought to you by Pittsburgh's Choice for Affordable Legal Solutions. Okay. The Steelers did make a signing of their own. I'll tell you why I think this could be a very underrated, savvy pickup by them. One that we could be talking about all season long next. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team, and I'm here to tell you right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the Yes, I am doing that right. The NFL. Let's make sure I was looking at the right thing here. Okay, I already asked you guys to predict the spread for Steelers-Seahawks. Now I'm going to ask you guys to predict the total, as in the total points scored in this game. I will give you time again to ponder it. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Here we go again, as they say. 39.5 is the number. It is the lowest total in the NFL this weekend. We just watched the Steelers play a 34-32 game. And now the odds makers think they're going to go right back to playing 18-17 games. Get to FanDuel right now, and new customers who bet $5 get $300 in bonus bets. If you win, FanDuel.com/Andrew, 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now eligible bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.